On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We may only know the winner of the U.S. presidential election towards the end of the week.
Each state has different rules about when a mail-in vote can still be counted. In some states, it doesn't have to arrive today. It has to arrive by the end of the week or some such thing.
Vote counting is underway to determine America's 47th president. At least 82 million Americans cast their ballots early before polls opened yesterday. International relations expert Brooke Spector says early voting was formalized during the COVID-19 pandemic and has since become the norm.
It used to be easier when it was all voting on voting day, but now with the additional complexity of the advanced voting, it won't be a final and complete answer. And it will depend an enormous amount on who wins in those swing states, those major states where support is presumed to be divided 50-50.
Well, as it stands, Donald Trump appears to have taken an early lead. NBC News is projecting that he's already picked up 168 electoral votes. He's set to win in states including Texas and Florida, which traditionally vote Republican. Trump has suggested there's been massive cheating during voting in Philadelphia, but City Commissioner Omar Sabir has denied the claims.
To be clear, Philadelphia elections are safe, simple, and secure, and they have always been. There is no cheating. There's no smoke to it. People say things, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. We've learned this in 2020.
Kamala Harris has gained an estimated 62 electoral votes so far, most recently in New York and Massachusetts, both Democrat strongholds. Close aides have told NBC that her campaign remains confident and optimistic. All eyes are on 7 swing states that are too close to call and could prove crucial in determining the final result. These battlegrounds include Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. A total of 270 electoral votes are needed to win the White House. While staying on the international front, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has sacked his defense minister. His office says Yoav Gallant has dismissal follows a breakdown in trust during the Gaza war against Hamas. Netanyahu and Gallant have frequently clashed over the military offensive against Palestinian groups following the deadly October 7 attack on Israel last year. 65-year-old Gallant has said on X that he'll continue working to ensure Israel's security. The former general also called on the government to bring home the hostages in Gaza while they're still alive. Netanyahu's replaced him with the country's former top diplomat. Well, here at home, and our border officials have temporarily closed the Lebombo port of entry following violent protests in Mozambique. The Border Management Authority has received reports of vehicles being torched in what's believed to have been an escalation of demonstrations that began after Mozambique's election outcome last month. The BMA's Mmeme Mokgotsi says they've been working closely with law enforcement agencies to monitor the situation. She says they'll reopen the port as soon as it's safe for travellers.
We advise all stakeholders to suspend travel through Lebombo port of entry until further notice. Alternative routes to Mozambique must be used where feasible.
And you would have noticed a slight change in fuel prices if you drove past a garage this morning. After 5 months of consecutive decreases, petrol and diesel costs were lifted at midnight. Both grades of petrol prices have increased by 25 cents per litre, while diesel's gone up by 20 cents and 21 cents a litre. Economist Jorge Tsamano says the hikes are due to higher oil prices.
Meanwhile, we still had a stronger rand, so that mitigated some of the increase. Oil prices remain quite volatile as Middle East tensions continue.
A look at your weather. 21 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 19, Richards Bay 22. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.